welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the 16th episode of Power Rangers Samurai, Team Spirit, which first aired on May 21st, 2011, written by Billy Rubin and James W. Bates, based on a story by Yasuko Kobayashi, and directed by Jonathan Broff. Without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to get started in 3, 2, 1, go!
Centuries ago in Japan, Nylock monsters invaded our world, but samurai warriors defeated them with power symbols passed down from parent to child. Today, the evil Nylock have risen once again and plan to flood the earth. Luckily, a new generation of heroes stand in their way. They are the Power Rangers Samurai.
Everybody. Did they go out without me?
This is gonna be tough to pull off.
Have a little faith, Kev. Once we get this stuff ready, all we have to do is hide it.
Tomorrow's gonna be great. It's Emily's first birthday without her sister, but it's so cool we're doing something special for her.
Uh-oh.
You should have seen your faces. It looked like Master Zandrick was at the door.
I hope he closed the slider.
Emily went outside. What about the cake?
I've got all the ingredients for an awesome cake. I just need to bake it without her noticing.
No!
I mean, we don't want to risk it. That was pretty good.
And Tony already ordered the cake from the bakery.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I did like that joke. That was pretty funny. On the rare occasion where they let Jaden get in on the humor, it's pretty funny.
Something's up with the boss, and I'm getting worried. What about you?
Huh?
He's like a stick of dynamite with a really short fuse. We need to be careful not to upset That's why what you've been doing is such a bad idea.
What are you babbling about now, Noodleface?
I know you've been talking to Decker behind Master Zandred's back.
So what?
I'm just saying, be careful. The boss wouldn't like the little game of you save me and I'll save you between you and Decker. For both our sakes, I'll pretend like I don't know anything about it.
You notice in the Japanese footage, he's got the tentacles or whatever over his face and you can't see his mouth, but in the American footage from last episode, we could totally see his face. Weird.
Of all the days for the bass to be hiding, they're Emily's favorite. She was so cool, and she accepted me right into the group from the start. I just want to catch her an awesome gift for her birthday tomorrow. That's right, little buddy. I'll get you up and running at full speed in no time. You can come to her birthday party, too!
Ha! These waves sure are rough! The Sanzu River is almost as wild as the way Master Zandrin's been acting lately. Look, he's even angry at his own medicine. You think you'd be happy? After all, the Nylock are getting stronger and stronger as the river rises.
And I'll go scare those human crybabies to raise it even higher.
Split face. I have no doubt that you'll cause tons of misery. I know I'm miserable every time I see you.
Master Zandrit's bond. That is a fantastic design that is kind of creepy.
First half human, half Nylock existence still imprisons me. My fate is sealed.
know what you got there. It's fishing rods. And there's a good stream that way. They weren't biting this morning, but just now I caught a bunch.
I'm no fisherman.
Oh. But I bet you're hungry. How about some lunch? There's a secret baby barracuda recipe I'm working on. Do you want to challenge your taste buds?
Maybe next time.
Interesting. He has no idea who he's just talked to.
Hey, Antonio, get here fast. We have a Nylock attack.
Now, now, there's no need to panic. All I want is your spirit. Nighty-night.
Okay. One of these type of monsters. I gotcha.
Talk about fast food.
Snack time is over for you, Nylock.
The samurai.
Who just shot him? They can't shoot anything. Uh-oh. Got her.
Emily, are you okay? Wake up.
I have to say it. Her spirit was delicious. And in 24 hours, it'll be mine forever.
Huh? What? Forever?
Of course, if you defeat me, you could have all their spirits back. But you won't have the chance, because I'm heading back to the Netherworld, where no mortal can follow.
What?
Huh?
Guys, we've got to stop this creep.
All of you, try to enjoy your one last day with your friend, because I'm leaving, and I won't be coming back.
No, we won't let that happen. Yeah, no way.
Oh,
yes way.
I think the sun is setting. That's probably why it's gotten all orangey. They seem to have forgotten who they were fighting. You ever notice that? Uh-oh.
It's time to take you out.
Body swarm. Have a nice day.
He's gone.
What do we do now?
Oh no.
What was that poor disc
Emily.
That
Things are already setting. By this time tomorrow, she may never wake up.
Uh-oh. Now, what was that disc Antonio had?
Including Emily, had this bird stolen.
What's wrong?
Official hospital reports say that the patients are resting comfortably, but we know better.
I can't believe by tomorrow night, Emily and all
those How official? All those people just laying on the beds. No IVs or anything.
But he said he won't leave the Netherworld.
Not even monitors.
What can we do?
We have to do something. No matter what it takes, we have to save her.
I won't let this happen to Emily. Samurai symbol. Live! Oh, man. So close.
How can you tell?
I'd fill the river with more tears, and just think, who will suffer more? Those who sleep forever, or those who watch over them?
Sorry, guys. I let him get me.
Don't be silly. We're just glad you're okay.
I am happy to see how much they're all caring for her. That's really cool. Especially Jade and Mentor.
Don't worry. We'll figure it out.
We're not gonna let you down. We'll save you. Just hold on until then.
No! She's falling back to sleep!
Emily! Mike!
He's gonna go to that crack. Try to go to the Netherworld, I bet you. Yep.
Nylock! Come on, you coward! You can't do this to Emily! Do you hear me? Stop!
Calm down! That won't do anything!
Then what should we do? Tell me, what should we do?
Mike!
Whoa, he just popped in out of nowhere.
Seems to have bad timing. I thought we could finally duel, but you were obviously preoccupied.
If you know that, then go away. I don't have time for your games, stranger.
There is one way for humans like you to enter the Netherworld.
Really?
Simply trade your human existence to become a Nylock. Willingly give yourself over to them and pass.
Simple.
Are you saying you made that choice?
I don't remember how it happened to me, but I'm living proof it can be done. I welcome you to do it. You can then fight in ways no living human can. It'll make our impending duel even more glorious.
Become a Nylock?
Hang on, Emily.
I'll do it.
Wait. It's our mission to save the entire world. We can't just...
Then you stay behind. Emily's the best of us. She has the sweetest, most caring spirit. And I won't let that Nylock keep it.
Mike, I know how much you care about Emily. We all do. Well, remember, it's our duty to protect and save the many.
What I want to save right now is Emily. And I'll do whatever it takes.
We also need to save all those other poor people in the hospital. I'll go with you, Mike.
No. We're a team. We'll all go.
Except for Antonio.
Stop.
Oh, here we go. Never mind.
They told me you guys were here. Antonio?
I think I may be able to draw that Nylock back through the gap.
For real?
How? It will take a lot of symbol power. And the Clawzor.
Just a little longer, and the humans' grief and suffering will reach their peak.
Let's do this, guys!
Symbol power, live!
Again!
That's doing it? Okay. How is the power symbol affecting the Nylock guy? Are they going to explain this? Please?
What is that?
That's my buddy Clawzord. And he's new in town.
But I was in the Netherworld. How'd you get me here?
It's simple. When we came in contact, I marked you with a symbol. The same symbol I've been working with to program the Clawzord.
What? You marked me?
Yeah. And after I finished programming the Clawzord, I just needed the other Rangers to help me activate her. Once we did that,
I knew you'd be drawn out of the netherworld just like a magnet.
Oh. It did work. Cool. Okay. At least there's an explanation, even if it's very Power Ranger-y. A good question.
Get with the program. You've been marked.
Well, I'm marking all of you for demolition.
It's time to pay.
No, it's not. Later.
Oh, they've neutered him, sort of. Wait, interesting. All right, was that enough to do the spirits or no?
Emily,
guess not.
No
problemo, yeah. Clawzord, right? Sorry, dude. You're in a Zord's very first episode. Can't be stopped.
That lobster really boils.
Enough fooling around, crab cakes. Rise up, giant moogers.
This will be a golden opportunity for some target practice.
It can be its own Megazord. Uh-huh.
Time to call the Beast of the East. Claw, Battlezord, East, ready!
That is a very cumbersome suit, but it's working.
Go west, young lobster. Claw, Battlezord, west. Ready.
Looks like Antonio needs our help. Mike, Kevin, come on. I've got a plan.
Why didn't they just call those three?
Thanks, mi amigos!
You're all clear. Now take this battle in a new direction.
You got it! Why don't we go down south?
I don't know, it's costume change. It's more of a head change and different weapons. Still the same Clawzord, really.
Big deal! I've got a special combo just for you.
think you could get away with this? We'll beat you like a drum every time. Until every single...
Oh, you know what? The sky's getting orangey. That's sunset, right? Oh, I was going to say, we need one more direction, right? I don't remember which direction we have left. North, right? Oh, no, we're doing east again. Okay. Just in time. Look, her makeup's back and everything. Back. Crazy. What about the other three Zords? Not out there? That they showed up and got big and everything?
I'm fine now.
I know, but you're about to get even better.
What is all this?
Happy birthday! Merry Christmas! Oh.
Are you surprised?
Mm-hmm. Even the card is yellow, really?
Happy birthday, my darling sister. Miss you heaps. All my love, Serena.
And what's a birthday without a cake?
And Clawzord? Jeez.
It's his birthday, too. Okay.
You guys are the best.
No, Emily. Michael's right. You're the best. We're just so happy to
see you. Aww.
Today, victory really is ours.
Who wants cake? Oh, you baked me a cake?
No, sorry. We got this cake at the bakery.
I understand. You are busy. Let's dig in.
Watch your candles.
Make a wish first.
It's a fun little running gag. It was with the Pink Ranger and the Sentai, too, but I like the running gag. It's kind of cute. Alright, that was a better episode than last time. They actually showed some care, and they were actually willing to turn themselves into Nylock to save Emily. That's pretty cool. I liked it. That's one of the better episodes of the season. I am very happy with that one. And that's going to do it for today's episode. I want to thank you all for listening. I almost said watching. Next time, we'll be watching the 17th episode of Power Rangers Samurai, the Tengen Gate? We'll find out next time. Until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by TwoTrueFreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.